FM 94.3 WJTL, Jeremy Camp, The Answer. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:04.
Hey, weeknights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. Caitlin's your host Monday through Wednesday, so email, Facebook, or call in your request to Caitlin tonight between 8 and 10. It's the WJTL Request Show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
Today, we have a very special guest, and I know I always say we have a very special guest, but today's extra special guest, our friend Derek Deibler is here. Derek is with the Witness Festival. Good morning, Derek.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Man, it's awesome to see you.
Super exciting to be back in this studio again. It's like I said, it's been a minute or two.
So those of you who might remember or might not, 20 plus years ago, Derek was the Boring Show co-host with me.
Yep.
So you were between Mindy having a baby and
yes.
Christy graduating from college.
Exactly. Right, yeah. right in there. Yep.
Right
and,
in here.
And they're both still around.
I hear them all the time. Yeah.
But yeah. Yep. Deke Matthews.
You look exactly the same.
you did then. You do too. Yeah.
No, sorry. Mm-hmm. You really do. So before we go any further, anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. Cameron, if you're listening, I good morning to you. My daughter.
Yeah.
And my mother's probably listening
she
from work.
Certainly
absolutely
is.
Would be supportive. I'm sure yep. Dan and the rest of the Witness crew are tuned in. So hello to you too.
Yeah. So Witness Festival is returning.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is. Really exciting. You know, Witness Festival is an event that started back in 2002, a vision that my father, Craig, had started. And it actually started as this idea to have a flatbed trailer with a couple local worship teams in a small park in Quarryville. That was the idea.
I love that.
And he took that, and those who know my father, Craig, would you know, yep, that's Craig. He thought big and said this could be a lot bigger of a thing, and started bringing in some national and international Christian artist, doing the whole, you know, prayer tent, merchandise tent, food, and all of that. And it became a thing. So for about a decade, Witness Festival went on. Once it was a 2-day event, but then just a 1-day event. And the last year we did this was 2014. So over a decade ago. Yeah.
That stuns me. I mean, time. First off, the fact that you were on the air 20 plus years ago.
Crazy.
Then, you know, the fact that it started in 2002, mm-hmm. and you haven't done this since 2014.
Yep, exactly.
Now, so, your dad had Life Song there in Quarryville long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew, your dad was responsible for getting us our very first WJTL vehicle.
Yeah, that
Did
doesn't
you know
surprise
that?
Me. No, I didn't know that, but that doesn't surprise me.
He helped us get the WJTL van. He donated it.
Wow. Oh,
so
that's
that
cool.
was 100
cool.
years. You know,
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
It only seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, his days in the car business before the music store.
Before the music store.
Yeah. It's cool.
So tell us all about this year's lineup, because you have a fantastic lineup.
Thank you. Yeah, pretty excited. This was just briefly, Dan, the gentleman who kind of restarted this, had been speaking with my dad a few years ago about, you know, his vision and heart to bring this thing back.
Yeah.
And then my father passed away about 2 years ago, March of 2023. And about 6 months after that, Dan approached me and some of the family and said, hey, how would you all feel about us starting this? And we're of course, I mean, we're like, this would be fantastic. And so put together a board of directors, started doing some fundraising and planning this out and just praying, you know, into who God wants to be at this festival. Mm. And I feel like everyone that's coming is exactly who God wants to be there and is going to use in a mighty way. I mean, super excited about Caleb and Kelsey. I don't know how much of their music the listeners are familiar with. They do a lot of covers.
Okay.
But they a fantastic duo. Tasha Layton, Benjamin William Hastings, Cochran and Company, and Corey Asbury headlining the thing. So
love it.
Very, very excited. You can kind of tell there's a bit of a worship-centric focus with our artists.
Right.
So we just are really looking forward to a day of worship, you know, where people can come and not spend anything. It's free. We do ask for a $15 donation at parking, but if that's a hindrance, we just want you to be there. We just want people to come and enjoy the day with their families, bring those maybe that don't know the Lord and have an opportunity to be witnessed to, which is, again, kind of where this thing started by being a free event.
And it's happening in Memorial Park in Quarryville again.
It is. Same location in Quarryville.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Same park. Yeah, it's going to look, it should look very similar to what it looked like about 10 years ago.
How exciting. Yeah. If folks want to go online and make sure they could get more information, where do they go?
The best place, honestly, is Facebook, our Facebook page, and if not, our website, witnessfestival.com, is a great resource as well.
Yeah, and so folks don't even need to reserve tickets, even though they're free. You just show up.
Just show up, correct. No tickets, no need to reserve anything. The one thing that's not really out there on the post or anything is there's a tent section that has limited availability.
Okay.
Sometimes so folks like to bring tents and do that in the tree line.
What time will you kick things off that day?
It'll start at 12. The gates will open at 10:30
okay.
for people to come in.
Yeah. Check it out online. It's Witness Festival. You can go to witnessfestival.com or go to the Witness Festival Facebook page. Find out all about it. I know you made a special announcement this week about somebody who's coming to MC. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, of course. Why not? Yeah. And it was one of those things that kind of came last minute. But Jerry Deibler from FFH, my brother, will be coming back to Quarryville to MC and host the event. We're pretty excited about that.
I'm pretty excited about that for you. Yeah.
You know, it's funny looking at the algorithms online when you do different posts. The post when we announced him as our MC was our second largest ranking post.
Which was
really exciting. Yeah. There's a lot of excitement. And he may share a song or two of our favorite FFH tunes.
We'll play a favorite FFH on the way too. So just so we can, we'll talk more with Derek coming up in just a bit about Witness Festival. Stick around. We have an FFH song for you next. And intern Josiah is with us. He'll give you the weather forecast.